Welcome to the Mending Trauma Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Hoyt, and along with my sister, Lena Hoyt, a licensed marriage and family therapist, we want to help you recover from trauma, whether it's childhood trauma, complex trauma, PTSD, or any other trauma sustained from abuse or narcissistic relationships. We want to help you develop skills and ways that can help you to recover from the symptoms and the effects of trauma. We are so glad you're here. Let's dive in. Hi, Amy here. Are you feeling stuck or overwhelmed by things that pop up in your daily life? And perhaps these are because of past traumas or toxic stress? Have you tried traditional therapy and found that it wasn't enough? I know that was the case for me. That's why we developed the Whole Health Lab. Mending Trauma has put together a program that combines the latest research with proven methods to help you recover from trauma and move forward from these daily stressors and triggers. We use somatic therapy, EMDR, cognitive behavioral therapy, and internal family systems therapy. We use nervous system regulation and many other tools so that we can combine the best methods that are identified in the research to help you recover without being completely overwhelmed. So you can work on trauma on your own pace, your own time, and still with the mentorship and support of a highly trained, certified staff. That's us. No more waiting for appointments or sitting in traffic, driving to see a therapist. With our online program, the Whole Health Lab, you can access it from anywhere, anytime, even on an app. Visit mendingtrauma.com/Whole Health Lab and learn more. Get your questions answered. We've got a frequently asked questions section and sign up so that you can have this life-changing program in your world today. Don't let your past hold you back any longer. Take control of your future, and we can't wait to see you in the Whole Health Lab. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This week, we are actually talking about something that I've wanted to dive into for quite a while, but honestly needed to read more and get more familiar with the literature. We're talking about how to use nature to recover from trauma and PTSD.
You know what, Amy? I remember when you first started talking about this and the conversation we had was several months ago, but you have a friend who's doing some of her master's study on this, right?
Yes. She's in a MF, or I don't know if it's an MFT program or a master. I think it's a master's of social work program here in the Midwest. And she is taking courses on nature therapy. And it's so intriguing to me.
Yeah. I thought that was fascinating. And we know that, like in Japan, I think forest bathing came out of that concept or the label came out of Japan. So we know that several countries have found really positive impacts from being out in nature.
Yes. And nature therapy as a sub-discipline is much more established in Europe. And it's still newer here, but we are seeing definitely more awareness of the impact that the natural environment can have on us mentally. So we are excited to talk about this. So nature therapy, just as a basic definition, is using the natural environment to as an adjunct to help our mental health. And there are many different ways that it helps us mentally, but it also helps us physiologically. And for listeners that have been with us for a while, you remember that our body holds a lot of the trauma and stress that we experience. And so when we look at kind of some of the information about nature therapy, it's so interesting to see how it affects our body and our physiology. And that definitely ties back to trauma work. So let's dive in. First of all, we know from research that people who have been diagnosed with PTSD, when nature has been added to their regimen, they have seen improvements. And let's talk about that a little bit. One of the studies we read was about veterans with PTSD. So what stood out to you, Lane?
the thing that stood out to me is in this study, they talked about outdoor time and that they found that people who were engaged in standard trauma treatment for PTSD, when they added exposure to nature and the longer they were out in nature per day, the more impact it had on supporting their work on PTSD. And I thought that was fascinating because what we're learning is that nature can actually get us back into a cadence that's healthier for our nervous system. And it has some really marked physical impact on us in a really good way. It helps us get back into better regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that they offered in this study was that they could go on a hike out in nature or they could just spend time outdoors. You know, so it doesn't have to be one certain activity. It's basically getting out into the natural environment and allowing our bodies to really get in sync with the natural environment.
Yes, because we're so out of sync with the natural environment. One of the studies that you sent me that I was looking at talked about how in centuries past, everything was done around the natural environment. The planting season and the length of days, and people had a lot more exposure to rural environments. And I think with the onset of the Industrial Revolution, all of that started to change. And now things are just so intense and busy and crazy for most of us that live even in, you know, like we're in a very small town in Missouri. And it's much slower here than California, which is awesome for my nervous system. And we still, as a society, have this drive for overachievement and
busyness.
Yeah, busyness. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of the things that stood out to me is that when we are using nature as a adjunct to our mental health work, that there is no one size fits all. There are, you know, different natural environments that are going to be more welcoming or calming for people. And so I would encourage anyone who's listening to, you know, try being out in the natural environment for 20 to 40 minutes, if possible, you know, each day. And try a forest, try water, try just, you know, being near the sound of birds. See what resonates the most with you. Because I know for me, there are certain environments that just instantly calm me down. And then there's others that I like, but don't have the same effect.
Yeah. Donner Lake for me is a visual, an image that can really help bring me back into some calmer physiological states. And then Wendy was doing neurofeedback with me today, and there's a program called Montage. And so it's a bunch of different pictures, but they're all of scenes that are calm or scenes that are in nature. And we're trying to train my low beta and beta waves to be more efficient. And it was so interesting. Like some of the images were raindrops falling on a leaf. Another one was like slow motion of a butterfly landing on a twig and then taking off. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
So one of the studies we read actually looked at how just looking at photos of nature could affect us. And I think that's really important for a couple of reasons. One, not everyone has the ability to get out in nature for 20 to 40 minutes a day. So that's kind of the top goal, but, you know, a great micro step is to look at photos of nature and the natural environment. And that can also, the research shows that can also produce a much more regulated nervous system. It can increase heart rate variability, which is tied to basically overall mental well-being and resilience. And we know from our nervous system work that we do that when we use our imagination, we can often produce very similar results as opposed, you know, in the context of working to regulate. So using photos of nature, using our imagination is a very powerful tool, and it helps with those of us who may not have the ability, the physical ability to get out and about in the natural environment. We work with people with physical disabilities, and this is a great way to address all abilities.
Absolutely. And, you know, I remember watching that documentary Earthing last fall. It is so fascinating. I think it's an hour and 17 minutes, and you can Google it for our listeners. And what I noticed is if I just went outside for 5 minutes with no shoes on and stood on the ground or sat on the ground or the grass out back, that I could tell that my body started to relax, that things came back into, I had more clarity. It was super fascinating. And so even if people can't do the 40 minutes, even 5 minutes of getting outside in nature or 5 minutes of listening to the birds, like all of that is going to be beneficial.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, earthing, is also called grounding. And what that, and there's also a lot of research on that. And that looks at using the natural universe and the energy current that comes from the natural universe, which is called direct current, DC, using that energy to reconnect with the natural energy of the universe. So because we live in such a modern and busy environment, oftentimes we are very disconnected from ever touching the earth. If you think about shoes, if you think about even playing outside for kids, it's very unusual to actually physically have our bodies touch the earth. And so one of the benefits of that is that we reconnect to that direct current energy, which is very real. And that direct current energy affects our central and peripheral nervous system. It actually affects our muscular skeletal system. It increases our heart rate variability. There are a lot of benefits of having our physical body touch the earth.
Yeah, I was intrigued by the documentary. And, you know, in my field of therapy and mental health, grounding for years has meant getting back into the present, which is great. Like, you use little techniques to get back into the present. So this kind of grounding is a little different. It's physiological. And it talks, like, some of the things that I've read about it talk about how people who garden a lot and have their hands in the soil and touching live plants and that kind of thing, they tend to have benefits similar to if I go outside and stand on my bare feet on the grass. So there are a few different ways you can do this, but the beauty of it is it helps put us back into the rhythm of nature and helps us with our energy and the current that comes from the earth.
So we've talked about grounding or earthing, and we've talked about being in the natural environment. And we've also talked about using our imaginations by looking at photos of nature. Anything else you want to add about using nature therapy to really help improve our mental health?
Well, there is one other thing that I found super interesting, and it was in the paper about working with veterans who are receiving treatment for PTSD. And one of the things that really stood out to me is that when they spent time in nature, they had more ability to pay attention, and that there is like attention fatigue from all the busyness and the fatigue and the kind of things that we're exposed to every day. And that when you are able to spend some time in nature, you have an ability to be more focused intentionally. And I, as somebody who suffers from ADHD, I just found that really awesome.
Absolutely.
Because that alone would be helpful for me. Just to address the ADHD, have one more tool in my toolbox for the ADHD. So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That reminded me, in that same article, it talked about even arranging flowers, like doing a flower arrangement or having plants indoors can also help. And so I'm thinking of people who are busy at work, or, you know, how can they bring the natural environment closer to them? And I would suggest flowers or plants, nature screensavers. You know, there are different apps where you can have bird sounds or creek, the sound of a creek or an ocean. I think employing all of those different tools is really helpful and really beneficial. And yeah, so I think this is a really exciting area to explore further, and I am really excited to put more of this into practice.
Me too. And I love that part of what we do in our podcast is we offer people hope. You know, for so long in the mental health field, there was this belief that you couldn't really truly recover from trauma. You could manage the symptoms and that kind of thing. And as we do our preparation for the podcast, and as we work with our digital mental health program, the Whole Health Lab, it's been so hopeful to me to recognize that you actually can heal your body and nervous system, and you can heal from trauma. You don't have to hang on by your fingernails and only have the ability to manage symptoms.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as a micro step for this week, I want to encourage each of you, because the research indicates that 2 hours a week in nature is the sweet spot. I want to encourage each of you to take 15 minutes a day and go outside, or use photos of nature, or do some flower arranging or gardening, just 15 minutes a day this week. And see how you feel. See the difference it makes. And when we start to bring awareness to the changes that we're making, I think that can be really motivating to continue.
I think that's a great challenge. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Mending Trauma Podcast. Lane and I are really grateful that you spend time with us each week. We know you have a choice and that time is currency. We would love if you would share this episode on social media and tag us so we can reshare. If you feel so inclined, go and give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to pods so that we can get the word out and help more people. We know that we are all working hard on our mental health, and we wish you great success this week in implementing these new skills. We'll check in next week.